Duck season opens today. An outbreak of pandemic bird flu in the lower 48 has wildlife managers monitoring migratory waterfowl nationwide, including in Alaska, where it has not yet been detected. KSKA's Monica Goki reports.
Earlier this year, a hunter in Washington state shot a green-winged teal that tested positive for pathogenic bird flu. Since then, it's been detected in most other western states and several midwestern states, which means efforts to monitor the current outbreak are well underway. Dan Rosenberg with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is the statewide waterfowl coordinator.
It's not likely we're going to find birds in Alaska with highly pathogenic avian influenza, but the possibility is always there.
There are two active flu strains being dubbed highly pathogenic right now, but Rosenberg clarifies that terminology.
Highly pathogenic refers to their effects on poultry. It's not in reference to effects on wild birds or on humans.
Fish and Game says it's largely business as usual. Hunters should abide by a lot of the normal protocol for safe game handling.
We are always advising hunters not to handle or eat obviously sick birds.
Wear rubber gloves or disposable latex gloves when you handle birds. Wash your hands, knives, and countertops after handling waterfowl. And
don't eat, drink, or smoke while you're handling animals, so there isn't that tendency to take your hand from the bird to the food to your mouth. And then thoroughly cook birds to 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
Bird hunters in the Palmer Hay Flats and the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge may run into field technicians asking for samples from hunter-shot birds. Also new this year, the price of a federal duck stamp goes from $15 to $25. And in Alaska, the rules for exactly who needs a federal duck stamp have changed. Find more information on those updates and more on our website at alaskapublic.org. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Goki.